This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. How far is it from a cop accepting a free cup of coffee to billing the state for six figures in questionable overtime?
Accepting a little bit can always lead to accepting a little bit more.
State Police Superintendent Colonel Kevin Reeves says, in fact, cadets are learning about gratuities and standards of conduct this very week.
There is a class on that in the State Police Academy that talks about the snowball effect that takes place. And certainly we try to school them in those matters.
When Reeves addressed the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday, he didn't go into specifics of allegations about his predecessor, details on a 2016 side trip to Vegas, or reports that some troopers collected questionable overtime pay through the local agency compensated enforcement program, or LACE. He did say,
upon finding out of the allegations, we immediately stopped LACE. And until there's some meaningful change that can take place in the program, then we'll see if we're going to open the program back up.
Reeves says alleged trooper infractions are now being handled by a disciplinary review panel instead of by the superintendent alone.
I wanted to make sure there was no way that I could say, for this trooper right here, we're going to handle it this way, and I don't particularly care for that trooper, but for this trooper over here that I'm friends with, we're going to handle it another way.
Reeves, who took command of State Police June 13th, says he doesn't believe the agency is fostering a culture of corruption.
Let me make this very clear. Every success that our agency has can be attributed to the men and women that make up our agency and to them alone. But any failures will rest solely on my shoulders, and I will take responsibility for that.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.